إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Nowadays, many of us are connected to social media, where we, on numerous occasions, see others whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to be able to do good deeds, righteous deeds, that they benefit from as a result of others viewing them, seeing them, watching their videos and sharing their posts. And sometimes you'll see individuals Allah has blessed with the ability to be able to post and to make videos and to write things on social media, and their messages are shared. And when we see this, it encourages us. When we see this, we start to think to ourselves, I wish that I was given that same recognition. And sometimes we start to post and we start to do things, even if it's not based on social media. Maybe we do things in our own communities, in our own centers, our own masajid. We do some things for the sake of da'wah, for the sake of Allah. And when we post or when we do those things that we see others doing and we want that same recognition, sometimes we don't get that same recognition. Sometimes our posts and our activities and our efforts aren't shared or viewed as much as the efforts of other people. And when this happens, it can sometimes dishearten us. We can become disappointed. We can become disheartened. We start to think to ourselves, why is it that others can post and do things and immediately they'll get that recognition? Their things, their messages will start to be shared left, right, and center. But when I do those same things, I'm not doing anything different. Those things that I'm doing aren't getting the same recognition. When we reflect, brothers and sisters, on this dilemma that sometimes we fall into, we have to remember that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the opportunity of being able to do righteous and good deeds that nobody else knows about. And in fact, it may be the case that our deeds, that the acts of righteousness that we do, are more beloved to Allah than possibly those individuals who do righteous deeds and good deeds in public. Our deeds which are done privately could be more beloved to Allah, even though maybe we're disappointed about the recognition that we're getting from others. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us about those who are most beloved to Allah. And he said, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى اللَّهِ The most beloved slave to Allah, التَّقِي الْغَنِي الْخَفِي is the one who is pious, he's righteous. الْغَنِي, he's self-sufficient. الْخَفِي, he is hidden away from the people. He's a private person. Because when a person does deeds in private, his sincerity isn't going to be called into question as much as somebody who does righteous deeds in public. When everyone is watching, when everyone is listening, when everyone is viewing, and his deeds are being shared. Because his deeds could at one point not be shared. And then he may start to question and start to think, why aren't people accepting whatever it is that I'm doing? Whereas the person who does things in private, his sincerity is clearer. It could be purer for his heart and for his ikhlas. And even though others don't recognize the actions that he's doing, even though others don't recognize the good deeds that he's doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who give charity in the Quran and the different types of people who give charity. Allah says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِي Those who openly give charity, publicly give charity, then that's a good thing because it encourages other people. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ But if you hide it and you give to the poor and the needy, then that is something which is better for you. وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ And as a result, he will remove and expiate your sins and wipe away your sins. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ And Allah is all aware of what you do. If others aren't aware of what you do, if you don't get the recognition from others regarding the righteous deeds that you're doing and the efforts that you're making, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know. And this is why in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talked about the one who gives sadaqah, being from those who will be in the shade of Allah, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ The man who gives charity, فَأَخْفَاهَا And he hides it, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُ To the extent that his left doesn't know what his right is giving. People don't know how much he's giving, how often he's giving, what he's giving. Because it's something which is private between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nowadays when we live in this age of technology and social media and wanting recognition from others, even related to our acts of worship, and wanting this publicity, wanting to be popular, when a person falls into this trap of wanting to be popular and getting recognition of his good deeds, when he doesn't get that recognition, maybe he'll stop doing those good deeds. Maybe he won't continue them. Because in his eyes, if people aren't accepting his good deeds, if people aren't recognizing and praising him for his righteous deeds, then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe isn't accepting them. Or even worse, his sincerity isn't there in the first place. Maybe he wasn't doing it for the sake of Allah. And so that's why the most beloved people to Allah are those who do things in private. Because their sincerity is purer. Their ikhlas is there purely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many examples in the past of individuals who we didn't know about and we only know about them because of the righteous deeds that they did. They weren't famous people or popular people. They never changed the face of history or they never changed the course of history or affected hundreds and thousands of people's lives. But simply because of some good deeds that they did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them. Even the messengers that we know of are just a small amount of the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about in the Quran. Allah says, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ Messengers that we haven't even told you about. There are messengers we don't even know about. We don't know who they were. Yet they were messengers of Allah. When they would call people to the worship of Allah, nobody would follow them. But they were persistent and they continued to call people to the worship of Allah. Not because of the recognition they may be given, because there was no recognition given to them. But because of their ikhlas and their sincerity and their obedience to Allah. So much so that on the Day of Judgment, some messengers will be raised up with no one behind them, no one following them, because nobody listened to their message. But they were messengers. There are even individuals who we would consider today to be disgraced, dishonored people. People who we wouldn't even respect because of their professions. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he talked about the woman who was a prostitute. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he told us there was a prostitute who had been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was walking and she saw a dog that was thirsty and the dog was dying of thirst by a well. And so she went down the well, took out some water and gave it to this dog. And as a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her for that. For her profession, because of the things that she would do. She wasn't somebody who was well known in the right kind of way. She wasn't praised, she wasn't respected, she wasn't honored, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored her because of a righteous deed that she did purely as a result of her sincerity. There are these kinds of individuals, brothers and sisters, who are majhulun fi ahli al-ard, ma'roofun fi ahli al-sama. They're unknown to the people on earth, but they're famous with those who are in the heavens, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels. The case of Musa alayhi salam, when he was asked by his people, Bani Israel, when he was teaching them, as messengers do, when they asked him, who is the most knowledgeable person on earth? Because they were amazed by him. He was their messenger. And so he replied, I am. Because as far as he knew, he was the most knowledgeable person because he was the messenger of Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, there is somebody who is even more knowledgeable than you. Khadir. So go and seek him out. And Musa alayhi salam never gave up until he met Khadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Khadir. And he says, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. Musa found a slave from one of our slaves. He doesn't even call him a prophet or a messenger or by any other name. A slave from one of our slaves. آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. We gave him mercy from ourselves. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we gave him knowledge. We taught him knowledge from ourselves. So Musa alayhi salam, one of the greatest messengers who ever lived, is going and learning from an individual that nobody knew about. He wasn't somebody who was well known or famous. He was somebody who was a worshipper of Allah, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this shows us, brothers and sisters, that individuals like this, they're unknown to us on earth, but they could be famous with those in the heavens. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, if Allah loves a person, he tells Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah loves this person, so love him. And so Jibreel alayhi salam would tell the rest of those inhabitants of paradise and those in the heavens from the angels, Allah loves so and so, so love him. And so everyone in the heavens would end up loving this individual. There are other individuals, other people that are mentioned, from individuals who lived in the past who weren't known to the people on earth, but they were famous to those in the heavens. We have the story of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu an, one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, we were in the masjid with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he told us, يَطْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجْلٌ آن مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. يَطْلُعُ عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنَ رَجْلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. A man is going to come into the masjid right now from the people of paradise. He's going to be a man from the men of paradise. And so they were waiting and they were thinking, who is it going to be? Who is this man who is guaranteed paradise? And you would think you would be someone known to them. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman, Ali, someone else radiallahu anhum. And so Abdullah ibn Amr, he says, a man entered and his beard was all scruffy because he had just done wudu. His beard was a mess. And he had sandals under his armpit. And he came and he offered the salah. And then he left. He gave salam and he left. The next day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same thing. And the same man entered and did the same thing. The third day he came in and did the same thing. So Abdullah ibn Amr followed him. And he said to him, when he caught up with him, he said, I have had a dispute with my father. And his father wasn't a Muslim at the time, Amr ibn al-As. So can I stay with you for three days? And the man agreed. So Abdullah ibn Amr, he said, I stayed with him to see what is it that he does that makes him from the people of paradise. And in the daytime, he would go about his day doing whatever a man does around the house and bits and bobs here and there. Nothing noteworthy, nothing special in terms of ibadah or acts of worship or deeds of righteousness. When nighttime came, Abdullah ibn Amr forced himself to stay awake to see maybe he prays during the night. This is probably what he does. This is how he has been given the status of being from the people of paradise. But when nighttime came, he slept the whole night. He didn't even wake up for Qiyam until the Fajr prayer came. Then after the Fajr prayer, he went on his normal day. The second day, the same thing occurred. Until nighttime came, Abdullah ibn Amr thought to himself, he's going to wake up tonight. He's going to do something tonight. The same thing occurred. He slept throughout the whole night, waking up only for Fajr. The third day, the same thing. Abdullah ibn Amr, after 3 days, he went to the man and he said to him, I haven't had a dispute with my father. The only reason I came is because the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said to us that a man will come into the masjid from the people of paradise. And you came in. And on the second day, the same thing happened and you entered. And the same thing happened on the third day. And I've been with you for these 3 days and I haven't noticed anything special that you've done. So tell me, what is it that you do? And so the man replied and said, I am as you have seen. This is what I do. This is my routine. This is what I do on a day-to-day basis. And so Abdullah ibn Amr, confused, he's walking away. And he calls him back. And he says, I am as you have seen. This is what I do on a day-to-day basis, except for one thing. I never have any dishonesty in my heart towards another Muslim. And I never envy anyone who has been given something good by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I never have envy or hatred or animosity or jealousy in my heart as a result of something good which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And so Abdullah ibn Amr, he replied and he said, this is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that you're able to do that others aren't able to do. To be able to sleep with a clean and pure heart. No hatred or animosity towards any individual. We want to be like the example of Ubay ibn Ka'b, the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was approached by the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam one day, and he approached Ubay ibn Ka'b, and he said, Inna Allah amarani an aqra ilayka lam yakuni alladhina kafaru. Verily Allah has ordered me to recite to you, O Ubay, lam yakuni alladhina kafaru, this surah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting to Ubay ibn Ka'b a surah from the Quran which he has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ubay ibn Ka'b, he said, did he mention me by name? Wasammani, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, yes, he mentioned you by name. And so Ubay ibn Ka'b started to cry and started to weep. These are individuals, brothers and sisters, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them recognition before anyone else gave them recognition on earth. There's a story of Umar radiallahu anhu, who, when he was the leader of the Muslims, every Hajj season, he would stand up asking the people of Yemen if a man by the name of Uwais al-Qarni was with them. Each year they would say no. Until eventually they said, he has come, but he's not performing Hajj. He's just taking care of our animals and our camels as we're doing Hajj. So Umar radiallahu anhu went to him, and he was a small, thin man, weak. He never had expensive garments. In fact, they say he was wearing a cloak, and that was his only piece of clothing. And he was praying under the shade of a tree with camels around him grazing. Nothing special about this individual. And so Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked him, are you Uwais al-Qarni? He said, yes. He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, verily, the greatest from the Tabi'een is a man by the name of Uwais al-Qarni. Every time he would make an oath by Allah that something would happen, it would happen. Allah would make it happen. And if you ever see this person, ask him to ask Allah to forgive you. So make dua to Allah that Allah forgives me. This is Umar radiallahu anhu, the leader of the Muslims, asking somebody nobody knew about. And so he made dua for him. Umar radiallahu anhu asked him if he needed anything. If there's anything he wanted, anything you need, I'll give it to you. He said that nobody knows about me, no one knows who I am. And up till today, there are only 3 or 4 or 5 ahadith, only 2 or 3 of them in fact authentic, that we know of about Uwais al-Qarni. And even with regards to his death, we don't know exactly when he died or where he died. They say he was a shaheed in one of the battles, but we don't know his state or his situation. Umar radiallahu anhu also, in another instance, he was standing outside of Medina waiting for news about a battle that the Muslims had participated in, the battle of Nahawand. And a messenger finally came racing towards him on his horse, and he told him, the Muslims have been victorious. And so Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, who passed away, who was killed, who was a shaheed in battle? And he mentioned names, he gave him names. Such and such person passed away, this person passed away, that person passed away. And then others passed away, min afnadin nas, from the unknown people. You don't know who they were. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he replied and he said, وَمَا ضَرُّهُمْ أَلَّا يَعْرِفُهُمْ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And how did it harm them? What harm did it do them that Amir al-Mu'mineen didn't know who they were? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْرِفُهُمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew them. Allah knew who they were. أَكْرَمَهُمْ بِالشَّهَادَةِ. Allah honored them by them being shuhada, being martyrs. وَمَا يَصْنَعُونَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ عُمْرِ. And how would it have benefited them if Umar radiallahu anhu knew them? The story of the scholars of the past also tell us about how they would try their best to make sure that they would do righteous deeds in private, not in public. Even though they were known, they would try their best to make sure they did deeds that people didn't know about. There are stories of some scholars who would sleep and they would cry on their pillows until the pillows became wet out of the fear of Allah, and their wives wouldn't even know that was happening because they kept it secret. A scholar by the name of Dawud ibn Abi Hind, he fasted for 40 years without his family even knowing he was fasting. For a period of 40 years. They would give him food in the morning. He would take the food with him when he would go out, and he would just give it to the poor people. And he would come back in the evening and he would eat with his family, unbeknownst to them that he was fasting. These are examples, brothers and sisters, of the importance of recognizing and understanding how valuable deeds in private actually are. And how, in fact, it's a blessing from Allah when a person is given this privacy and not being known by the people, so that when he does righteous deeds, maybe his deeds are accepted by Allah because he has more sincerity. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. One of the men, he mentioned a story about how he had heard about somebody who was in need, a very poor person. And so he made his way to that individual's house and he knocked on the door and he opened the door and he said to him that, "I have heard that you're somebody in need. I want to help you, anything you need." And the man replied and he said, and this is recently, he said, "I have no need for anything now. Everything's been sorted out." And he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Somebody comes during the night time when I'm asleep, I don't know who it is, and he leaves something by the door. He leaves things by the door for me, food and things for the household, appliances or, you know, accessories for the house. And every time in the morning I open the door, I see some things there that he's left for me. And so I don't need anything anymore." And so he was asked, who is this person? He said, "I don't know who it is." And so this man who had this intention of helping this individual, he thought to himself, "I'm going to stay," and this was in Saudi Arabia, "I'm going to stay outside his house and wait and see who it is." So he waited the whole day, no one came. At night time, in the last part of the night, an old man came in a car and left some bags at the front of his house. This man, when he left his car and walked past, he noticed it was one of the scholars of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Jibrin, one of the famous scholars of Saudi Arabia. Even though they reached the level that they reached, they understood the importance of doing deeds in private, because it may be the case that those individuals who are popular, their messages and posts and videos and pictures are getting shared numerous times online, and they're being given this recognition. It may be the case that their sincerity has been tainted. And so these scholars understood the importance of doing things in private, because their sincerity won't be called into question as much. The hadith which I mentioned earlier about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving individuals and mentioning that to the angels, and the angels loving that person as a result of Allah loving them, this hadith, it continues. It continues by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, all the dwellers of the heavens end up loving that person, and then he is granted the pleasure and the love of the people on the earth. Meaning, when a person does righteous deeds, when a person is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then and only then will a person be given that gratitude, that recognition, that acceptance, that love by the people on earth. But when a person tries to chase the dunya, then the dunya will just flee. But when you flee from the dunya will try to chase you, as the scholars said. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability to be able to do righteous deeds in private, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our deeds as a result of our sincerity. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكره على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون.